This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back in on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. All you got to do is be listening to The Drive. They've already hooked you up with somebody with a pair of tickets on Payne and Pendergast. In the loop as well, and you will have the final chance to win it today coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Also, next segment, you'll hear in full DeMeco Ryans. He spoke to the media today, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss what he had to say. A lot of things there that he had to say. That in regards to comments C.J. Stroud made, Nico Collins, a lot of things that you don't want to miss. So that's coming up here in a few moments. But the Astros, they are back at it tonight, and they are in Toronto facing Shane Bieber, who they made. That was their big trade over the deadline with Cleveland. Has been one of the better pitchers in the American League for the last couple of years. They are going to face him. Pena leads off. Alvarez is the DH. Correa is batting behind him at short. Altuve is in at second base. Sanchez and Walker behind him. Jake Myers in at center. Diaz is catching, and then Dubon is also in that lineup in the outfield. So Pena, Alvarez, Correa, Altuve, Sanchez, Walker, Myers, Diaz, Dubon. In the lineup. I was just about to say, man, I wonder, is this going to be the lineup? But then again, like, no. I think even when they get to the postseason, if they play three games in that wild card round, I think we may see three different lineups.
What's scary.
In that bad boy. But it does seem like, Clint and Tyler, they're finding ways to get Dubon in the game. I mean, he's playing a lot of different positions, but he is in there. Whether it is one of the corner outfield, center, second base, he's been getting a lot of run out there in the lineup. But that's the lineup today as Garcia gets the ball. By the way, Garcia, he is up for this. And I know some of you are going to have your thoughts. Framber Valdez is going to be one of the top two pitchers for the Houston Astros when they go to the playoffs.
Two things. Framber Valdez is going to be a top two pitcher when the Astros go to the playoffs, and DeMeco Ryans is the Texans head coach. Enough already.
Yes. He's the head coach.
Who will be his catcher, though?
And now, his catcher won't be Cesar Salazar. I can tell you that.
I guarantee that.
But, yes, he is going to be one of your top two pitchers along with Hunter Brown. And to be honest with you, that is the best thing for the team. Yeah, he may blow up, but it's the best thing for the team. Gives you the best chance to win. Garcia goes tonight. Alexander goes Wednesday. And then Javier goes on Thursday. Is Garcia, who has just started to get back, has pitched pretty well since he's been back, Clint, is he the guy you think potentially will take that spot as the third starter? If they need a third game to be pitched, you think he is that going to be that guy?
Which one did you say, Javier?
Luis Garcia.
No, I think Javier is that guy.
Do you?
I think Christian Javier is that guy. I think for me, there's a couple of things that matter. Because all of these guys have warts, right? Coming off of injury and doubts and you know, things that we're not real sure of. I got to lean into two things with Christian Javier. One, he's been there before. I don't think the moment's going to be too big. Now, he may play and not play well, but I don't think it's because the moment's too big. Lights are too bright kind of situation. I think he's been there. And two, I think when you look at stuff, he's got as good a stuff as anybody. And so I've got to lean into those two things. And I would have to go with Christian Javier over Luis Garcia. Now, the tough one is Jason Alexander, who's just been steady Eddie. And it's very convincing, right? But right now, where we're at, I've got to ride Christian Javier and hope that we get one of them good days from the big fella. And you know, if not, you got some of these other guys that can piggyback.
Yeah.
But I'd go Christian Javier to answer.
Next line coming in. Number three pitcher, Alexander or Javier, coming in from the text line. Yeah, man, if Alexander was like young and just had like serious stuff, then I think I would feel different. Like if this, let's say Jason Alexander was what Hunter Brown was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Young, amazing stuff. You're like, yeah, he ain't been in this moment, but I mean, he's got stuff to sit people down. I might really, you know, think about it. It is hard for me to put Jason Alexander in that spot over the experience those two have, and especially the experience of Christian Javier, who has pitched in several big moments in the playoffs, in the World Series, started when they needed him to win. He just has so much experience, and you know, I don't think he's you know, turned into Lance and it's just completely left him, right? I still think he could go. So I love what Jason Alexander has done. I think he has been a savior for this group, especially in the second half. You can almost say Brandon Walter at one point was that guy, and then handed it over to Jason Alexander, who's really stepped up for the team. But I got to go with the experience of Javier.
I'd go Christian Javier, then I would go Jason Alexander, then I would go Luis Garcia. I mean, we've seen one start from Luis Garcia. I mean, I'm not ready.
I think he's had two.
Has
right?
he had two?
Yeah, I think he's had.
I'm
two.
Looking at this deal here. It says has one, but
I
nonetheless,
think it's one. But he's going tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, I think the first time.
The first one he went six innings and didn't give up any runs. Maybe I'm tripping. Go ahead.
But this is nonetheless the point being is I have not seen enough from him this year to go, boy, I'm going to put him over Jason Alexander. I would go Jason Alexander in the four spot based on what I know right now and see if Luis Garcia can't convince me over the next, like, I'm probably going to get two or three more starts before the season's over and let those two or three games dictate whether Luis can upseat Jason Alexander. That's where I'd be at right now with the rotation.
All right, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans. He spoke to the media. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss what he had to say. We'll let you hear what the head coach had to say as they head into week two against the Bucks.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.